4CBA Mobile.
QB 4CVA Mobile, KR4ACR Mobile.
I'm sorry. This is KB 4CBA. Name here is David. Good afternoon.
Kilo Romeo. This is Terry.
I am headed downtown. I'm on Rutherford Road, so it's going to get a little noisy here for just a little bit, but then I'll, it depends on whether I have to stop at 291 in Rutherford or not.
Are you headed to tennis?
Going downtown to, eat with, my wife and our guest from Charleston and, our daughter and grandson.
Oh, very nice. Well, I'm getting on 385. Sadly headed for 85. I got to get back to a school in Roebuck for my grandson's concert.
I'm having to stop at this light. Let me see if I can still find the repeater. Got it. Can you, do you have a copy of KB4CPA?
Yes, sir. I got you.
I can't remember the name of the restaurant. It's outside. It's in the, maybe that hotel. Anyway, and, it's up several floors. The last time I went, it was cold. Thank goodness we won't have any problem with that today.
Not quite that time, but getting closer.
The thing's looking on 385.
It's okay right here at Haywood. It's the problem is going to be when I get on 85 North.
85 North will definitely be a lot more trouble, I'm sure. I'll be going right to the Peace Center, and then I'll turn and go down, go over a bridge kind of beside the Peace Center, and then there's a parking garage there on the left once you cross the bridge, and so that's where I'm headed, and then I'll have to walk to the, I think it's the Embassy Suites, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. And then you go up several floors to the restaurant.
I've been to one in a hotel. We did eat it. Was it Smoke on the Water or something down there one time when my son, his wife, got married over here?
Not there anymore. It was on the corner there of Augusta and South Main. But, they moved. I'm not really sure where they moved to, but evidently they must have been leasing that building or something, and they must have kept going up on their, you know, on their lease, and they got tired of paying it, which I don't blame them. I mean, you know, but anyway. But there's several good places to eat down that way. We're going to be kind of across from the Liberty Bridge. And like I said, it's up several floors, too. So I can't even remember the name of the restaurant. I just know where it is.
I was going to say, just as long as you know where it's at when it comes serving time.
I've been designated to get there and get the table. We have a table reserved for 6 o'clock, and so they're coming from the the group's coming from Powdersville, and so I stayed behind so I could go ahead and get the table, and I'll get something to drink and get a appetizer, and we'll just go from there.
When I said 385 was good, now it stopped.
Just having all the fun.
Yeah, getting the rowboat by 6:30 may not happen.
Let's see, Roebuck, that's south of Greenville, isn't it? Or north, I can't remember.
South of Spartanburg County.
I should have known that, or remembered that, but I didn't. So you'll be headed northbound. Well, good luck. I mean, that's all I can tell you. You know, 5:30, you're right in the middle of rush hour, so. I'm almost to downtown Greenville here. I'm at Stone Avenue. I think this is still, yeah, this is Rutherford Road right here.
A little wreck here. I'm back moving now. I went around it, but yeah. Well, a lot of times I go 29 going home, but sometimes lately that's even taken forever.
I can only imagine. I am so glad I don't have to drive in this stuff every day anymore. I used to have a terrible drive to work and from Traverse Rest to the Motor Mall, and it was not any fun, let me tell you. But anyway, it was like a 15-minute trip that took. Well, in the afternoon coming home, it took about 35 minutes. I left early enough in the morning where I didn't hit a lot of traffic going in, but I got there before anybody else did, and I didn't have a key, so I couldn't even get in the gate. So I had to sit outside the dealership and wait for somebody to come with a key, but at least I was there.
Yeah, I sat on Wade Hampton. I don't remember. I was somewhere probably around Taylor's. But regardless, I sat on Wade Hampton for like 45 minutes one evening going home. And then when we saw whatever the wreck was, it surely did not equate to the magnitude of how long it took.
Know what you mean. I guess, you know, people rubbernecking and all that. And, because it's funny, if you have a wreck, like on 85, if you have a wreck on one side going, say, north, all of the southbound people are, you know, wanting to see what's going on, so they slow down, too. And it's really kind of irritating, but that's just the way it is.
Comment, KO4PXB. In situations like that, they should have shock collars on with people sitting there rubbernecking at accident, but they get shocked keeping their eyes on the road. And off their phone.
That.
But it will keep the traffic moving.
With you on that, but you know it ain't gonna happen. Well, I'm gonna run because I'm getting ready to pull into the parking garage, so I know I'll lose the repeater when I get in there. And so y'all carry on, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA 73s.
You're on 14, right?
Yes, sir. Coming up on the disaster of Woodruff Road.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's better, but maybe not.
Yeah, if there's ever an accident at Pelham Road and 14, that's a disaster there. It'll sometimes be about 20 or 30 minutes trying to get through those accidents. And then same way if it's at 14, because It's pretty much just all one lane.
There's definitely too many cars for the roads we got.
Yep, but here at Highway 14, they pretty much have said it if they ever wanted to add another lane. Because right now they've got the huge wide median in the middle. But as it stands right now, I guess the traffic change doesn't warrant having four lanes on 14.
Where you look, they're still building houses and apartment buildings or whatever. But that just means more traffic.
Yep, that is definitely true. A couple of years ago, they were wanting to widen Highway 14 into the Simpsonville area. And pretty much what they were wanting to do is, like on my house, if they would have taken the lanes to widen it and then having enough for the easement for the DOT, then the drive, the end of the road would be 4 feet, maybe less than 4 feet from the sidewalk of my house. So that was, then they said, well, they offered to buy my house and pretty much every in that area for like 40 cents on the dollar. And they're going, no.
You just want a piece of property big enough to put an antenna on.
That is definitely true. Yeah, when they told me about the 40 cent on the dollar, then they said, well, we'll just take it with eminent domain. I'm going, good luck on that one.
I don't know how all that plays out, but it, yeah, they do have the ability to do that. Now, what can you do?
Yeah, you can, pretty much if you take them to court, then they will make them pay more of a reasonable value. Because like I said, with 40 cent on the dollar of the value of my house, which is a little over $400,000, so they would give me, you know, truly less than what it's worth and not even enough to pay the house off, and then I'd have to buy something else and be further in debt.
Wrong way you want to go, right?
That is definitely true, because if you know, sold the house now for what it's worth, it, then I would definitely downsize and, you know, bank some of that, definitely bank that money away for whatever.
I don't know if he's sheriff's department or what, I guess, is out here on the highway on 85 behind a motorcycle. So I don't know if they pulled him over or what, but, you know, traffic's running 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's definitely the worst thing about it when somebody gets pulled over like that. They, like Dave was mentioning, they want to see all what's going on. It's KO4PXB. Have you noticed how quick the leaves are changing on there? We really haven't had a major temperature change. It's dropped maybe 15 to 20 degrees, 20 degrees during the day, even at night, but most of the time, they won't start changing until pretty much after the first frost. That's when they drastically, you know, start changing quicker. But I definitely see the fall colors coming quick.
Yeah, my wife said something about that just over the weekend, actually.
Yeah, lucky for me, I've got, you know, somebody that actually will help, you know, where they pretty much just as lawn service that they will keep ahead of the leaves, because I got a good bit of leaves in my yard, and if you don't stay ahead of them, then it's no fun trying to bag them up or run the lawnmower over them two and three times to mulch them.
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate. I mean, we got trees behind the house, but in the front yard, I mean, I had a tree that was actually too close to the house, and we ended up having it taken down, so it took away a lot of my leaves.
Yeah, I've still got a big oak in the front yard, so it'll definitely cover up the yard in a hurry with leaves. And because at least 5 or 6 years ago, I had another tree removed because it had some fungus on it that was killing it. And unknowing to me that I was supposed to clear that with the HOA, and the president of the HOA lived right across the street, and I got a letter from the maintenance or the grounds committee that I removed that tree without their approval because it was so big around that their guidelines, if you remove one, you're supposed to put something back, you know, at least plant something back. So I'm going, yeah, okay, not a problem. I'll put another smaller tree in there.
It's interesting because, I mean, mine didn't say anything when we took that tree down, so I don't know if they just weren't paying attention or what, but it was a large tree.
Yeah, due to the fact that my house, even though it's in the Hollow Tree community, I'm the only one that actually in the community that they faces Highway 14. So the only person that would have truly saw it was the president of the HOA that just obviously wanted to be, you know, pain in the side about it.
I mean, I guess I need to read my stuff, but, you know, I haven't looked at that in a long time. I'd be interested to know if that was in our covenants or whatever.
Yeah, because she sent me the guidelines on the grounds committee and that if you're removing a tree, you've got to, you know, put all the and submit everything through the grounds committee and they'll, you know, approve it and this, that, and the other. And that's when I mentioned and said the tree was infected with something else. I didn't want it infecting the other tree, so I took it down. I even sat there and had a partially part of the limb removed that was hanging out over the roadway because that way I didn't want it, you know, at some point in time as a disaster falling on somebody and then really be responsible. So I had my yard, and she fussed about that.
Like, if I was to get a storage building, for example, I'm supposed to have that approved, but I never thought about cutting down a tree.
Yeah, we're not allowed to have any storage building. Anything that's 3 feet above the ground, you cannot have.
My neighborhood, I don't know about the covenants, but I don't think they wanted them. But somewhere along the line, they let some guy have one, and I think since they did that, they haven't had as easy a time avoiding it.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, which I don't even see they could fuss about it, but really couldn't enforce it. It even says in our covenants that you're not allowed to have a motorcycle. When we first bought the place many years ago, we actually had a pop camper, and I put it in the backyard and put a gate around it. Anything about it, because no one ever did. And then when I bought my 34-foot camper, I had it driveway just long enough to where I could get a storage slot, and I got a letter from the HOA saying that the campers aren't allowed to be parked in the driveway.
Ours says something about that, so I think ours is just kind of lax on following through with some of the stuff in there.
Yeah, if it's an older community, they're probably not really worried about them. Some people in communities like that are not even aware that they have a covenant like that.
In the day when we first moved there, which was about 23 years ago, I put the restrictions on the website for them. So I probably can go back and read that. I just haven't in a while. But, yeah, so I was aware of it back then. But, I mean, there's people who've got campers in the front yard now, and nobody's saying anything about it. So.
KO4PXB for ID. Pretty much the way you can really tell if they're worried about enforcing HOA covenants if they charge you with dues.
Oh, yeah, we pay that every year.
Yep, then either somebody's, you know, they're aware of them. They just obviously will not enforce it unless, you know, there's a major issue. All right, this is KO4PXB. I'm now at the house, I'm saying 73 till another time.
Okay, Lord, enjoy the QSO. This is KR4ACR, and I will be clear.